sad, anxiety, nervousness, fear, anger. All of these words, they evoke something in you, don't they? They're called emotions. These are various emotions that we go through. And if you'll notice, what I mentioned were all negative emotions. Not happy emotions like happy and glad and blessed, but negative emotions. And the reason why I'm bringing that up to you is because very often our emotions obscure our faith. Our emotions get in the way of our faith. And when we let our emotions take over, we suddenly realize that we have a lack of faith, or we start putting doubt in God, or we start wondering whether He's even in our life or not, because we're so consumed with emotions that we actually forget what God is doing for us. Doesn't it feel like sometimes that Jesus just doesn't care about what we're going through? Come on, we've all been there. Doesn't it feel like we're going through a trial or we're going through an illness and it seems like Jesus is not answering our prayers? He just doesn't seem to be interested. He's somewhere else dealing with another person. That's because we're letting our emotions get in the way. We know logically and we understand faith-wise and belief that Jesus is always with us. He told us that He would always be with us and never forsake us. Jesus said that He would leave us peace. But do we take His peace and use that? No. We as human beings, we get caught up in emotions. Now, I'm not suggesting at all that we should go around being zombies and being emotionless. God made us with emotions, but God also gave us the capability to overcome negative emotions with faith. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today after we go to the throne of grace. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You for the message that You're bringing today with emotions and faith, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Getting a little bit of feedback here. We're in Mark chapter 4 today, if you have your Bibles with you. And we're going to look at a very familiar passage. And I'm going to answer the question, hopefully, does Jesus truly and really care about us? And what do these questions that we're asking, when we doubt, what does it say about our faith? Does it lessen our faith? And so what I want to do is read this passage from verses 35 down to verse 41 and then go back and break it down a little bit for you. Mark 4, beginning in verse 35. On that day, when evening came, He said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Him along with theirs in the boat, not as He was, and the other boats were with Him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus Himself was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke Him and they said to Him, "Teacher," or "Master, do You not care that we are perishing?" And He got up and He rebuked the wind and He said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. And He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" A familiar passage. We've seen Jesus do miracles like that before. Here's what I want you to focus on. Let's get the scenario. For those of you that have ever been out in a boat, or those of you who like boating, you understand the conditions out on the water can change very rapidly. Now, I myself am not a boater. A couple times I was out on the water, I prefer land. That's just me, okay? So I don't do very well on the water. But what I want you to see here is that Jesus is out on a boat in the water with His disciples, four of which we know for sure were experienced fishermen and had experienced already all of the various elements that would have happened when they were out at sea. But I want you to see what happens in verse 37. There arose a fierce gale of wind. It was a storm. It was windy. This was not any ordinary storm. This was a storm so bad that these experienced fishermen didn't know what to do. They had conquered the elements before, and any of you who have been out in a boat more than once, you know that sometimes the waves are rough And sometimes the wind blows, and sometimes it's calm, and you have to be able to navigate all of those various conditions. And yet we see here, there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so much so that the boat was already filling up. These waves were coming over. Have you ever been in a boat where the waves are coming in? The first thing I would think of is, we're going to drown, we're going to die. There's no way I can bail all of this water out quick enough as the waves are coming over. And the Bible says that this boat is filling up with water. Can you imagine the scenario? Imagine you're in that boat with Jesus. He's asleep down here at this end of the boat. And you're here and the waves are crashing and the wind is blowing. And you're panicked. You're afraid. You're nervous. The emotions are starting in you. They would start in me. They would start in you. They're starting in the disciples here. Now I want you to see the contrast here, because there's a huge difference between what's going to happen with the apostles and what's going to happen with Jesus. Let's go to verse 38. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on a cushion or a pillow. Is Jesus being affected by the storm? Is he panicking? Is he angry? Is he upset? I suggest, and the Bible tells us, that he's asleep on the cushion. He's calm. See, his emotions, he's calm. He's at peace. He's sleeping. And we all know by reading the Gospels that Jesus was always on the move and always preaching and teaching and doing miracles. And being a man, he's sleeping in the boat. He's catching 40 winks. He can't even get asleep until these apostles come to him. And they're helpless because they don't know what to do. So on the one hand, we see that Jesus is calm. And, you know, his sleep is not being disturbed by anything. Let me ask you this question. How often is your sleep and my sleep disturbed when we try to sleep and we wind up tossing and turning because we're worrying or we're concerned or we have anxiety or we're restless? They're emotions. And I'm not saying don't have any emotions. What I'm saying is when we have those kind of emotions, do we turn them over to God and leave them with God, or do we turn them over and 5 minutes later we take them back? So an hour later we wake up again and we've got the same concerns. Or we wake up in the morning and our stomach is churning, or we can't figure out what we're going to do because we're depending on our emotions and not on our faith. That's the point I want to make, the big point if I want you to take away today, is emotions obscure our faith. So let's go back to verse 38. Jesus himself is in the boat. He's sleeping on a cushion. All is well with Jesus. Look what happens. And they woke him up. And they said to him, you can imagine the panic state that they were in. Teacher, wake up. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Well, first of all, were they actually perishing? No. There was some water that was coming into the boat. It's not like they were already drowning. It's not like they were trying to tread water. They're in a boat. The waves are crashing over the boat. There's some water filling up the boat. But are they perishing? No. Emotions again. They're getting carried away. And so poor Jesus is over here trying to get some sleep. And here these guys come. Wake up! We're perishing. Don't you care about us? How many times, come on, how many times when we get in a situation, we say, Jesus, where are you? You don't care? You don't care about us? Why am I going through this illness? Why am I always broke? Why can't I get a good night's sleep? And if we really examine it, it's because we're letting our emotions get carried away with us, and we're not just depending on Jesus. We're going to see exactly what Jesus does here in a moment. He's calm, and he just gets the situation done. And he's teaching the disciples something, and he's teaching us something also. So look what happens. Verse 39, look how calm Jesus is after this panic. He got up, he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, hush, be quiet, just like that. You can imagine Jesus getting up, right, going off, oh, rebukes the sea. Hush, be quiet. Just like that. The wind dies down. The water's not coming into the boat anymore. They're not perishing, are they? I wonder if the panic suddenly drained out of them finally and they went, oh, wow, that was a close one. Now, you got to understand, these were men that saw Jesus perform miracles before. They saw him feed the 5,000 and the 4,000. They saw him open the blind eyes and deaf ears and heal a man with a withered hand. They saw all of that. And yet, they figure that they're going to perish with the Son of God in the same boat? Are you serious? Jesus is right there with you. And your faith is so small, so little, that even with Jesus there, you have to wake him up in a panic and say, we're perishing. You better do something. Help us. We can't do anything. How often are we like that? Really? How often? Jesus, we know, is always with us. Always. And yet we try to do things on our own. We try to handle things on our own. And I submit to you, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to say this, a lot of the medication we're on is unnecessary because it's for anxiety and it's for depression and it's for all these things that we could probably solve if our faith was a little stronger. I'm not talking about a legitimate medical condition, okay? I am not preaching medicine to you. But what I'm saying is it's too easy to get on medicine because we're depressed, so we take a pill to get happy. Then we're too happy, we take a pill to go to sleep at night. Then we can't wake up in the day, so we take a pill to get back up in the day. Emotions. We're allowing emotions to take over our faith life. And the problem is when we do that, then we can't see Jesus in our life. The apostles couldn't see Jesus right there in the boat. They didn't know. He's asleep. They couldn't do anything on their own after all of this time with the Lord. They couldn't do anything on their own. You don't even see them using any of their fishing experience trying to bail out the boat or trying to re-steer. They do nothing. They just go right to Jesus. And what does it say about their faith? See, very often our emotions will obscure our faith. They overtake our faith. And they cause us to sometimes have doubt about our faith. So I want you to see, after Jesus took care of the situation, and now the sea is all calm, Jesus is now going to ask them in verse 40 two very devastating questions. And he didn't just ask them. He's asking us. He's asking me. He asked me this yesterday when I was studying this, and this morning, and he's asking you. Listen to these questions. And he said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? So let's deal with those questions. Why are we afraid? Why were they afraid? As I said, they saw the miracles. They were walking with the Son of God. They were walking with the miracle worker. And yet he says to them, why are you afraid? It's just a storm. And Jesus is asking the same thing in our life. Why are you afraid when a storm comes up in your life? Do you have so little faith that you don't believe that I'm hearing your prayers? Do you have so little faith that you don't think I'm going to solve a situation for you? Do you have so little faith that you realize that without me, you can't do anything on your own? Is that how small your faith is? So Jesus is asking them, why are you afraid? What's the problem here? You'll notice that there's no answer. They don't have an answer. If Jesus asks that question today, why are we afraid? Why are you afraid of what's happening in your life? Why are you afraid? And only you can answer that. Jesus is asking you and he's asking me, Thomas, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid of things? If you believe in me and I'm your Lord and Savior and you have the gift of eternal life and you have all your sins forgiven, and I got you up this morning and you're breathing and you're moving, what are you afraid of? You afraid of things in the world? You afraid of peer pressure? You afraid of what others may think of you? What are you afraid of? And then he asks, do you still have no faith? You still have no faith? Jesus is asking us that. Do you have no faith? Do you have no faith in me to handle your situation? I'm the creator of the universe. We just saw Jesus tell a storm to hush and be still. And when I think of those words, be still, I think of Psalm 46:10. You know what it says? Be still and know that I am God. Now let's be honest. How often do we not do that? How often in our hectic lives do we not get still before God and realize that He is the Almighty? How often do we go out and we try to do something on our own, to try to fix something or come up with our own solution, and we're not still, we're anxious, we're nervous. We've got to do something right now. We don't do things in God's time. We do things in our time. That's not the way it works. God is telling us, be still. And the same way Jesus calmed that storm, Jesus is telling us, be still. I'm going to calm all the storms in your life. And if you go through the storm, I'm going to bring you through the other side, because you're mine, because you belong to me, because you're a child of God, because you're part of the bride of Christ. I'm not going to let you drown or die. I'm not going to let you go through this without me walking through it with you. The Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all ways that we were. The only difference was He didn't sin. Jesus, as a man, experienced everything that we do as human beings. Sadness and joy and frustration and happiness. And yet, there's His handpicked men. There's His group of 12 in the boats. And they're calling out for His help because they have no faith. Devastating questions. Now watch what happens in verse 41. Now you would think, after what Jesus just said to them, after the two questions, you would think that they wouldn't be nervous or afraid or anything. But look what happens. Verse 41. They became very much afraid. Are you kidding me? He just told them not to be afraid. Why are you afraid? And then the very next verse. They became very much afraid and said one to another, who is this? Because yet it was another miracle. It was another marvel. Who is this person that can just say to a storm, be still, and it's still? Who can do it? It's the Son of God, Jesus. But right after He says, why are you afraid? They become afraid again. Emotions. They let their emotions get to them again. If there's one thing that God is telling us today, is not to let our emotions get the best of us. Because our emotions can take away our faith. It can dampen our faith. It can weaken our faith the same way we saw it here. So let me leave you with a few things. How do we apply this to our life other than what God has told us? How do we apply this? We have to realize this. First of all, we have to realize that Jesus is always present in our life. Through the good times and the bad times, the happy times and the sad times. Whatever you're going through, Jesus is right there. Okay? Now, just because Jesus is there does not mean that the situations will automatically be eliminated. Sometimes we have to go through the storm. I can't tell you how many times in my Christian walk over these 30 plus years that I have had storms in my life and disappointments and frustrations and things that just didn't go right. But one thing I knew, Jesus was right there with me. And if it wasn't for Jesus, I would have been gone a long time ago because my emotions would have taken over and I would have sunk into depression or God only knows what would have happened. But we have to understand that Jesus is always with us, but that doesn't always guarantee that there won't be trouble in our life. I defy anyone to raise their hand that you've never had trouble in your life. That's what I thought. We've all had trouble in our life, some more than others, but Jesus is with us. We need to have faith that He's with us. Jesus is always in control, whether He eliminates the trouble or He lets the trouble go through. In other words, Jesus is in our life, and as I said, sometimes He'll let us go through something for our own benefit, for us to learn something. He sure has done it with me. So just because Jesus is in our life does not mean automatically, Jesus, take care of this, and it happens right away. That doesn't work that way. Never worked that way in my life. We saw that here. This is a dramatic picture of Jesus taking a cataclysmic event and saying, be still, and then turning around to His disciples and teaching them to be still and have faith in Him. That does not mean that we're never going to go through anything. We really should never question Jesus about the issues that we may be experiencing. That's a hard one. That was a hard one for me to accept. Lord, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me and not to them? Remember what Peter said when Jesus told him how he was going to die? Peter just dismissed it. I said, well, what about this guy? What about him over here? What about John? And Jesus is saying, don't you worry about him. If I want him to live until I come back, so be it. You do what I told you to do. If Jesus is taking you through a storm, yes, on a human emotion, yes, we can question him. But if we get bogged down in that, why me? Why not you? Why not me? Nobody, you know, God did not promise that this life was going to be without trouble. We live in a fallen, sin-cursed world that one day God is going to destroy. How can we expect us to live a rosy life with no problems, no issues, no illnesses? We can't. So is it okay for us to say, God, why me? Why are you sending me to that mission field halfway across the world? Why am I the one that is crippled? Why am I the one that can't find a job? How about that person? We should be turning those emotions around. Lord, thank you for being in my life and being active in my life. You're teaching me something. You're showing me something. Lord, help me deepen my faith in you. That's the way to look at it as opposed to complaining. These guys are complaining. Jesus is calm and saying, will you just be still? Just be calm. Everything's under control. We have to also lastly realize, who has the power to control the storms in our life? You and I? Can you control the storm in your life? Maybe there's some things we can do, but not overall. When we have a storm, when we have an illness, when we have a financial issue, sure, we can go out and work extra hours and we can take medication, but who is the real calmer of the storm? We saw it right here, Jesus himself. Jesus calms the storms in our life. And so we need to refocus our emotions. And I challenge you the way I've challenged myself. The next time a situation arises, the next time you have a situation where you start thinking negative, or you start getting caught up in your emotions, or you start asking God, why me? Or you start wondering, Jesus, don't you care? Aren't you with me? Did you like go to the other side of the planet somewhere? Why are you not paying attention to my ills? You're not alone. You're not isolated and going through trials and tribulations. Jesus will calm the storms in your life, but it takes faith, not emotion. It takes faith, not emotion. So as I close, don't let your emotions take over your faith. Don't operate. See, faith doesn't operate on human emotion. Faith is faith. It's something that we believe in. And if we believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, if he died for our sins, if he has guaranteed us eternal life, we already have the greatest gift we could ever have. And so the storms of this life, whatever they may be, are temporary. Just temporary. There's not going to be any storms in eternity. And storms never last forever. Look at the Weather Channel. Anytime there's a storm, it rises up and it gets knocked down. It rises up and it gets knocked down. Same thing with the storms in our life. So let me encourage you today, strengthen your faith and loosen your emotions. Lessen them. Have faith in Christ. And be still when those storms come in your life. Be still and know that he is God. Amen? Bow your heads with me, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you that we can be faithful to you. And we ask, Lord, today that you strengthen our faith. That when we go through emotional times, Lord, and we tend to get out of control or nervous or anxious, Lord, we need to realize that we need to be still and know that you are God. You are there. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. And you are the calmer of our storms. So, Lord, we just thank you for this word today. Help us to increase and deepen our faith. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.